Grace and peace to you in God, who is our Father and our Mother, and in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. After they were brought out of their slavery in Egypt, the people of Israel wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. God brought them into a covenant relationship, promising to care for them and protect them, and giving them laws to order their lives as God's people. They came into the promised land where they alternately were at war and were living in peace with their new neighbors. And when they were in need, God raised up judges to lead them. Then we come to a new chapter in Israel's history, the time of the kings. As the story of the people of Israel began with one family, with Abram and Sarai and their family, so the story of the kingdom of Israel begins with one family, Hannah and Elkanah and their family. As Sarai was barren, so Hannah also is barren. Both women, both families long for a child. The larger story of God's chosen people is rooted in these stories of ordinary, struggling families. Hannah's story begins in a difficult place. She does not have a child, but Elkanah's other wife, Peninnah, does have children. And yet, Elkanah prefers Hannah. And so there is a rivalry between these two women, a cruelty which makes Hannah's life miserable. Also, in that time, to be childless was not just a matter of personal sorrow, but also a disgrace in the community. And so Hannah brings her longing, her shame, her despair, but just a glimmer of hope to the temple, to the holy place where she and her husband have come to make their offering. She throws herself before the Holy of Holies, the dwelling place of God, and she prays. She weeps in her prayer. She pours out her soul before God, begging for a child. The priest, Eli, sees Hannah praying there, and he says to her, "Go in peace. May God grant you the petition you have made." Hannah's heart is lifted by her time in prayer and by the blessing of the priest. She goes home with Elkanah, and God answers Hannah's prayer. She becomes pregnant and gives birth to Samuel. Samuel will become a judge, one of the charismatic leaders of the people of Israel, and then a prophet who will choose on God's behalf the first two of Israel's kings. Samuel will lead the people of God into a new era. But Hannah doesn't know any of that when her child is born, only that God has met her in her pain and has reversed her fortune. And so Hannah sings to God, "My heart rejoices in God, my strength is in God. There is no holy one like the Lord." Hannah, whose name means favored one, gives voice to the power of God that she has experienced. She sings of God's will to meet people in society who are seen as less and to reverse their fortune. She sings of God's power to give life and to take it, of God's protection and gifts of grace. Hannah sees that those who believe that they have power in their weapons and their wealth and their arrogance are brought low, but those who trust in God have strength and favor. After her song, we don't hear again from Hannah. The story moves to Eli, the priest, and to his sons, and to Samuel, who goes as a young boy to serve in the temple. But Hannah's story is a good one for us today. In our shared anxiety and uncertainty about our future, it is good to remember Hannah's prayer and her experience of God's faithfulness. God comes and things don't stay the same. Hannah knew it, and she sang of God's power and God's penchant to turn the world upside down. Centuries later, another mother sings a similar song. When God's angel comes to Mary, he calls her favored one, and everything changes, not just for Mary, but for every one of us. And Mary also sings, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for God has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant." Mary, too, sings of a God who sees the poor, the oppressed, the suffering, who meets them in their need and lifts them up. This past week, I found a blog post about this story written by Pastor Amy Appel. She wrote about these two mothers and the songs that they sing. She wrote, Hannah's story is a story of prayer, but it is not a story that goes, if you pray enough or if you have enough faith, God will give you what you ask for. It is a story of God who meets you in your need. It is a reminder that even when things seem dark, you can keep beating a path to God's door, and God's door will be open to you. It is a promise that even though you may not get your prayers answered in just the way you want, even though God may not give you exactly what you ask for, God will give you God's self. God will step right into the heart of your darkness, right into the midst of your suffering. That is what God will give you. God will give you God. And it will turn the world around, because when God shows up, nothing is ever the same. Hannah sings it, and Mary echoes her song as they declare God's goodness. When God shows up, when God steps into the world, nothing is ever the same. Hannah and Mary sing about trusting and loving God. They recognize that God is here, God is at work, that God is busy in our lives even when we don't see it. God is here with us, even when we don't know where to go or which step to take next. When faith is beginning to flag and belief is beginning to fail and things are getting messy, God is getting into our messy business, because we have a God who gets messy. And God takes that mess that is Hannah's grief, that mess that is our pain, and God draws out the unexpected, so that Hannah's son becomes a great prophet and anoints kings and changes the course of the history of Israel. And Mary's son takes up a cross and dies and rises again and changes the course of the world. And so we continue in our journey of faith, not knowing what will happen next, certainly not knowing where God is working in this crazy, messy world that we're living in right now, but knowing that we can trust God to be with us on the way, even, especially in these anxious, lonely days. God doesn't answer all our prayers in just the way we hope. We don't all get the blessing that Hannah receives. But in God's gift to Mary, God's gift to all the world through Mary, God has answered all our prayers. God has become incarnate to meet us where we live, in the unfair, unjust, beautiful, challenging, joyful, painful, messy place where human life exists. As God meets Hannah in her lowest place, so God meets us. And this God who comes to us is the God of reversals, of surprises, and of blessings. We won't always receive the blessing we ask for. We won't always see where God is working, but we do receive strength and love and grace that we need to continue living our lives as followers of Jesus. Thanks be to God.
Amen.